If any of you are interested in a really good homily on, just a really good homily, no, actually a really good homily on that second reading, I would recommend you go to the internet, Word on Fire. Father Barron gives an excellent homily, an excellent explanation of those, what is really two sentences at the beginning of Paul's letter to the Romans. Very powerful. I thought about stealing his material, but I chose not to do that because even though I liked what he said, it didn't seem to fit the season. So I chose not to go that direction. Instead, I want to focus on a line out of the gospel where it says, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. It's that last piece, God is with us, that I want to focus on. Throughout the Old Testament, there was a lot of emphasis on God's presence to his people. If you remember some of the story of the Exodus, that story of the Jews coming back out of Egypt after many generations there, being brought back to the promised land, it is said that they were led by a cloud in the day and a column of fire at night. That cloud and that fire were seen by them as symbols of God's presence with them, God's leading them and guiding them. Later, after Moses brings the tablet with the commandments down from the mountain, he's told to build something like a tabernacle. It was called the Ark of the Covenant. And that also became seen as God's presence among his people. That Ark of the Covenant contained the tablets of the Ten Commandments, the staff of Aaron, and the manna, the bread by which the people were fed in their journey in the desert. Think about Psalm 23 for a moment. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want." And later it talks about his crook and his staff guide us. That sense of the Lord's presence was very strong to the Jewish people. It became very strong later in the temple, when they had a room in the temple that was so holy that only the high priest could enter it once a year. No one else was permitted to enter. When you come to the New Testament, that sense of God's presence gets even more intense. First of all, it's more intense the very moment of the Annunciation. Now this God, this Creator, this Lord of the universe, takes on human form in the very womb of the Virgin Mary. Then later is born in Bethlehem. This God takes on our humanity, our humanness. The scriptures remind us he became one like us in everything, except in sin. So much did God want to be present to his people that he took on our human flesh. And he walked among us, Tradition says about 33 years. But then listen to what Jesus himself had to say. At the end of Matthew's gospel, the very last words, he said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And behold, I am with you always until the ends of the earth." I am with you always. Again, that promise of presence. It was not to end when Jesus ascended to the Father, but a promise that he would be present at all times, in all places, to his followers. There's other passages from John's gospel. Jesus says, "You will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you." That promise that he would dwell within us. A few lines later, that's said more explicitly. "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him. We will come to him and make our dwelling with him." And then that line that we all know, "Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Jesus is promising that he would never abandon the people for whom he died, the people for whom he gave new life through resurrection and baptism. And to make that promise even more real, he gave us the sacrament of his body and blood, so that in that sacramental form, he could be present to us through all the ages, nourishing us with his very life, nourishing us so that he might enter into us, that he might transform us, that he might make us into his image. So much did he want to be God with us. That is really the mystery that we prepare to celebrate this coming week. The mystery of God with us. God who became with us in such a special way when he was conceived in the womb of Mary, born in the stable, when he walked among us, and then when he promised to dwell within us and to nurture us, to feed us with the sacrament of his body and blood. As we celebrate Christmas this year, let us try to be especially aware of what it means. It means that he is the promise fulfilled, that he would be God with us throughout all ages, all generations. And it invites each and every one of us to open our hearts to him. Can we allow him to dwell within us? Can we allow him who can fulfill every longing of our hearts to enter into our lives? Early Christians often said that God took on our humanity so that we might share his divinity. That is what Christmas is about. That invitation to us to be transformed into the image of God, to share the very divine life, the very divine nature, to begin that journey here on earth, so that one day we will be in heaven, where God will be with us for all eternity.